to my house. I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and every god I do.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Today we're out here at Lolita Cheese Factory with Bob LaFranchi. Bob and Carol LaFranchi started Lolita Cheese Factory back in 1982. In 1995, I was surprised to learn that they were the first cheese factory in California to produce a line of organic cheeses. Now, Bob, your involvement with agriculture goes back to also being involved at Eureka High School.
Yes, I was born and raised on a farm. To be exact, at one time, all of my aunts and uncles that lived in Humboldt County were either dairymen or beef people. And so, yeah, my roots go there, and I went through Ferndale High School and Future Farmers of America, which I ended up teaching agriculture at Eureka High School, but is one that I give a lot of credit to how well I was trained and developed as a young person, not only my upbringing at home, but the ability to travel, to have really caring teachers that were very, very active, and I was proud to be one of those teachers. But then eventually we ended up in the cheese business.
How did that happen? How did you and Carol decide to get involved in the cheese business?
We started a factory in 1982, but the idea actually was kind of hatched in around 1977. And I had a student come into the classroom one day and he wanted to know how to make cheese. I'm a cow man. I went to Cal Poly in dairy science, and I guess that in the 60s and 70s, probably my dream would be to produce the finest cow ever made. So I gave him $15, told him to go to the bookstore, and he bought a book. And I don't know how credible the book is, but it said in the foreword that you couldn't make bad cheese. I'm sorry. If you really, you can really make bad cheese. And so that started the idea, and so we ended up. One of the students' parents were in a dairy business, a Hogerson family out here, out by College Redwoods. They donated some milk, and we made some cheese. That was the beginning, and then, of course, enduring all the jokes from my colleagues about being the big cheese and all that. And by 1982, we pretty much had an idea of what we wanted to do. And our first model for a cheese factory was not as big as we are now. And big was not our motivation. Our motivation was wanted something that would work here locally and something we could be proud of. And we certainly are, and we're very proud of the people that have worked with us through the years. And anyone who ever says that they did it all are a liar. Mm-hmm. Basically, anything that's done over a period of time, I've had people that may be with me a short time, but they still all contribute to ultimately where we're at. Today, I'm very proud of the fact that I've got people that are starting their 18th year of working for me, and Marcia, my sales manager, is over. She's going to be starting 17 years, I think, in September. And we take pride in that because we must have a place that's fairly good to work. And Shirley down in the store has been, she celebrated her 10th anniversary. Those are the little things that sometimes when we evaluate where we've been and what we've done.
And where does the milk come from that you use in the cheese making process? Do you buy from individual dairymen directly, or do you buy from the creamery? How does that work?
Right now we have a working relationship with Romiano Cheese Company up in Crescent City. But in addition to the milk that we buy and trade back and forth, we also have our own organic dairy here in Lolita, and we milk approximately 200 cows there. And then we have a larger dairy over in Ferndale that is what we call our traditional dairy. There's almost 500 cows milking there. One of the things that we found is that Humboldt County is to the dairy industry what Napa Valley is. Now, that's not probably appreciated yet, but I think someday in the future, as agricultural foods start to take on more of an identity. And it's so easy to talk about the wine industry because we all know, I mean, and I don't want to put anything down on the agriculture in Modesto because they produce a lot of food. But if I talked about grapes in Modesto and grapes in Sonoma and Napa, which one are you going to give a higher mark to? And generally it's going to be in those regions that we would say things like, well, the soil gave more character, or the vineyards are older, more established, or the heat to coastal effect coming up into Napa Valley and what that does to the grape. We had a shortage of milk, and I had a customer that needed some cheese. And so I brought milk from the southern part of the state up here. We had one vat that was milk from down south, and two other vats making cheese out of our milk here in Humboldt County. The same team of employees, the same cultures, the same environment, and the cheese turned out totally different. And there was nothing really wrong with this other cheese. It didn't have any characters, kind of like tasting a wine and you would go, well, I don't taste anything wrong with it, but I'm not all excited about it. Or if you taste one and you go, oh, I can taste the berry. Well, you can certain times of the year taste what's in our milk. So when we look at Humboldt County, our greatest asset for making wonderful cheese here or dairy products, taste. If you go down and you talk to my cheesemaker and realize that we're taking the milk and we're putting it in a vat and we're adding bacteria to it, so we have Mother Nature interacting here. And some days they may be a little bit fast, and so we need to go faster. And some days they're going to be a little slow, and we may have to wait for them. You might ask, why do I have, I think, 35? I think we're probably closer to 40-some flavors now. But realize I only really make 7 types. Like cheddar cheese, we can put all kinds of flavorings in it. And everybody wonders, when does it go in? It actually goes in at the end.
I was wondering about that.
If I was making jack cheese, I would make the cheese all the way through the process, and then I would salt the curd, and it would be ready to go hoop. And I would take off what I would use for what I would call just plain regular jack cheese. I could literally take and pull over and make a block of habanero, and I could blow a block of jalapeno. Jalapeno and garlic. Probably would have never done that one, but Linda works for me, a great lady. And one day she convinced the cheesemaker to mix those two because she liked jalapeno and she liked garlic. And I thought maybe it's a little bit redundant, you know, to do that. And she did it. And it's in our store, it's a very popular cheese because a lot of other people liked jalapeno and garlic together. How was I to know? It's a lot of trial and error. The first real flavored cheeses that we made way back in 1982, one of the first ones in Jack was garlic and jalapeno because those were two very popular cheeses. But we put salami and cheddar cheese, ground it up and mixed it in with the cheese. And that was, for a long time, was one of our popular ones. And then we bought salmon and picked it all apart and mixed it into the cheese and made salmon cheddar and salmon jack cheese, which was, again, a flavor. And salmon goes pretty well with cheese and people enjoyed it. So how the flavors come about, the one flavor right now that everybody wants me to make, and I don't know why I haven't done it, is with horseradish. Horseradish cheese is very, very popular. On the traditional cheeses, when you look at like cheddar cheese, when we first make it, we're going to take cheese curds. So that's one of our varieties, which really is not a variety. It's part of cheddar cheese, jack cheese, Fontina cheese, Havarti cheese, queso fresco, which is our Mexican cheese, and baker's cheese. Those are our main ones. But in the cheddar cheese, for example, we'll get curds, which are part of the process. They're just not pressed together. Then we have mild, which mild generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks for cheese to get to what we call mild. The body is knitted together. Then you have medium, which generally is going to be from 2 to 4 months. That's the range we would like to be in. And that's going to have more flavor. So it's still cheddar cheese. And then sharp will range from 6 to 8 months for regular sharp. Extra sharp, generally, we're going to try to go to 12 to 14 months. You have time and you also have flavor development that will tell you when something is sharp. So when we look at Humboldt County, our greatest asset for making wonderful cheese here or dairy products, the effort that goes in to care for the cows and taste.
Well, this is great. We've had a great opportunity here at Lolita Cheese Factory to talk to Bob LaFranchi. Thanks so much.
You're absolutely welcome.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and I forgot I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.